was talking to her while he was doing that, and Brandon got more gas on him than
I think she has less gas in her tank than I have on me.
So I'm happy that this is one of the few times I'm happy I've got a little distance here. Bruce can deal with it. But you need the mic.
Says who?
Why'd you sing along with us here? Bless God, how He does love us, right? We're the body of the Christ, right? Love this song. Love this song because it touches so much on what our natural inclinations are, right? What our natural human inclinations are is not wanting to show compassion, not wanting to show what's happening. It's let's try this.
worship today as she slips in, trying to fade into the faces. The girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why are his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. There is a way. A traveler is far away from home. He sheds his coat and quietly sinks into the back row. The weight of their judgmental glances tells him that his chances are better out on the road. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? But if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come. And we are the body of Christ. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. Jesus is the way.
That works. That works.
You like the message in that song? I like the message in that song. It says, come on, guys. If you're really the body of Christ, do something. Don't just sit back. Just do something.
You want to do this one?
You guys know this one, right? Of course, we did it like Karen. See, Karen had the sheet music in front of her. And Karen said, there's a bunch of dots on these notes. I said, huh? So if suddenly you hear us going, take.
If you hear him doing that, if I'm doing that, call an ambulance.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasures store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee.
Song? You're going to sing on Sunday. You're going to sing it on Sunday.
All right, now, yeah, click on through to the special.
You're on.
Yep, you got it. Okay, so now, every now and then, the pastor actually requests a song. And this is one of those times.
Since it's so few times, we can't tell him no.
That's right. That's right. He usually gives.
It's not a fear thing, I promise.
The world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans cross, enough to last to the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is the sweet love.
I was waiting for you to hit the A.
Yeah.
We were trying to say how to end that song. He said, "Well, you know, on the cover, it's of course back in that era, all songs just kind of faded. How do you fade live? Well, that was our attempt at fading live, whether it worked or not. It was still fun. See if you can find our closer. To God be the glory. That's always a fun song to sing. She found it. Yes. To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believed that moment from Jesus the pardon received. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has taught us, great things He has done, and greater rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. And give Him the glory, great things He has done. A couple more. There it is. Okay. So for our post-service song, we always like to have fun. So on Sunday, Brandon glanced my way and said, "What do you think about the song Low Places?
Friends in Low Places."
Well, whatever.
Who knows?
Maybe that's what it was called.
Yes, sir.
And then he looked at me and said, "How about High Places?" I said, "I can work with that." So, here you got Christian lyrics then to an old. Actually, how old would that be? Older than you?
You released it early 90s, probably.
Not older than you quite, but yeah. Well, actually, yeah, what year
it would
born?
Be? 99.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's older than Brandon. How cool is that? And Brandon's going to sing it. He's going to sing a song.
Most of the songs I sing
him.
Are older than me. It's not new.
Let's try this, Brandon.
Blame it all on my roots, the shame of the fruit that my life has come to bear. The last one to know, the Last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fit love in his eyes. My bad. And I took his hand in mine. He said to me, this is the way to be free, so I'll never complain. 'Cause I've got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis, yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I got friends in high places. Well, I guess I was wrong, I really belong to Jesus, he's been there before. God became man, he walked on this land, and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. He gave me forgiveness, and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in. 'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis, yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I got friends in high places. I guess I was wrong, I really belong to Jesus, he's been there before. God became man, he walked on this land, and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just wait till I finish this song. And sweetness instills, bringing new kind of thrills as we sing along. 'Cause I've got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis, yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I've got friends in high places. Yes, I've got friends in high places.
You know, I never, sometimes I know what I'm going to talk about. Today's one of those days I'm going to see what God has me talking about. However, there is one thing that I'd like to share with you with a little more detail here. So I have, because they like to keep the church locked with this safe sanctuary policy stuff, I watched the camera at the front door. And I was in here earlier. Gosh, what time was it, Brandon? Maybe around 5 or so, I guess. I can't remember what time that, yeah. Because I usually get here about 4:30, quarter to 5 or so. Brandon was just getting here. And look at the camera. I see a lady walked up to the door. So I went around a walk out there. And by that time, I see Brandon helping this lady. Well, she'd run out of gas. And anyway, and there are some tools in the back. I think boyfriend's tools, if I remember right. Anyway, he does tree stuff. So there's a chainsaw there, and there's a little gas can. Well, chainsaws use what we call two-cycle gas, which is gasoline with oil mixed in with it. You don't really want to put that in your car, okay? I guess Scott could probably tell us. It probably wouldn't ruin it on the spot, but it definitely would smoke. Okay. It'll blow off some smoke. But so anyway, she's out there trying to put this stuff in, and bless God, you know. And I guess she must not have much in there anyway, because I think what she actually did get it started. And then the car stalled again. So, bless Brandon. He took the can and went and got some gas. And I was talking to her while he was going to do that. And she was just blown away. She said, "Oh yeah, he's helping me. He's getting gas. I was going to give him money, but he wouldn't take any." After talking with her a little more, I found out all she had was $4 on her anyway. You know? So right there was a huge blessing right there. Come to find out, she lives up on Lehigh Road. I wasn't fully clear where she was even driving, because she doesn't have a job. She's wanting to get back into school for nursing. Anyway, she's actually, 2 years ago, she actually was one of the families that this church helped at Christmas. And she told me this past Christmas, she thought a different church was going to cover for her family, and they didn't. And which is a shame. But anyway, so that's why Brandon smells like gas. I had a little gas on my hands, but it washed off pretty well. But it's hard to get it out of the clothes. It's just some firelight. Here you go. But I told her, I said, "Hey, you know, we have the services here on Thursday night." I said, "On Wednesday night, they're doing a discipleship thing here." "Oh, well, you guys are doing that, right?" And I don't think the pastor minded somebody just walked in and sat down, but I know he's only got a certain amount of books, I think. Workbooks is what he bought. What? He bought it 12, right? 12. 12 disciples, 12 books. I can work with that. There's logic to that. My wife's funny? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She is funny. She married me. God bless her. Yeah, actually, I had the thrill of picking up Carolyn and her boyfriend from the airport last night. Who's ever sat at the cell lot at the airport? We got a few people. The cell lot. They call it the cellular lot. It's where you sit. You sit and idle and just wait and wait and wait. Especially if you're flying Allegiant. They land all right, but the problem is they take like 30 minutes to get their luggage, you know, all the way through the terminal. It's cheap fare, but boy, it's if you're in a hurry when you land. Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, you park and walk. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you'd like to be one of the people down there with the signs, right? Welcome home. Oh, yeah. You don't need a sign. Okay. Well, speaking of signs, let's see where God's leading us here with signs. Oh man. Well, that certainly can't be a sign. The baptism and genealogy of Jesus. Ooh, man, that'll put you to sleep fast. However, it is worth mentioning because it's there. This is actually in the book of Luke. And for a number of us, especially in our culture, you say, well, you know, what's the big deal, right? Well, to the Jewish people, that was very, very important to know who was your ancestor, who begot. So actually in Luke 3, starting in verse 21, it just goes down the whole list, which makes it essentially all the way backwards to Adam. All right, for Adam and Eve is how that aspect of it works. However, verse four actually is neat because it actually starts to get into the temptation of Jesus. And let's see where God's taking us with this. So this is Luke 4, starting on verse 1. So Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan. Actually, let me rephrase. Let me double back a second. Remember all the Gospels? I mentioned to you that I've been reading, I've been studying through the Bible.com app, also known as YouVersion. You know how the different Gospels record things differently. Just different details. You know, a lot of the common stories, just a little different details. So actually, this is interesting because we know that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert after he was baptized. However, in Luke, as we're reading this through Luke, we're actually seeing that. Oh, actually, it wasn't here. I think something got skipped. So yeah, in Luke 3:15, actually, it was talking about. So John the Baptist had baptized Jesus. All right, he brought all that together. So now Jesus has been baptized. Then they like to go through. Luke likes to go through the genealogy. Then beget. So now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 4, was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. Now, think about this. 40 days, no food. Now, it just says he ate nothing, so we presume that he probably had some water or something. But regardless, 40 days without food, that's a long time. I don't know how many of you have ever gone through a fast, either voluntary or not. Sometimes when I say not, that's after you've been sick. Like, oh, I can't eat. You know, that's kind of what I call an involuntary fast. Fasting is definitely something where you're relying on God to take care of things. So anyway, Jesus was hungry, of course, at the end of this 40 days. I'm sure he was hungry after day one. But the devil says to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone. So the devil then led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to Jesus, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be all yours. Now, check out what happens right in there. So the devil here says, I will give to you, Jesus, all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. Now, who gave the devil that authority? God, right? God allowed him that authority on earth, because when the demons were expelled from heaven, where'd he send them? Thanks. You know, we're down here. Now, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve didn't have to worry about that. They were protected. Everything was great. But obviously, one of the little demons kind of took a little stroll through the garden and tempted them to take a bite of the apple. So now I'm at verse 8. So Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord, the God, your God, and serve him only. The devil then led him to Jerusalem and had him stand up on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, this is the devil quoting scripture, it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. All right, now demons like to have a good time with that. They like to throw scripture at us out of context and go ahead and say, okay, good, now this is why you should do something. But Jesus answered, it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Because remember, the devil put him up there and he said, okay, go ahead and test this. Test this scripture, right? Test this. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So when the devil had finished all of this tempting, he left Jesus, until another opportune time. So Jesus is covered. Now, in another gospel, it actually says that angels came and ministered to Jesus, meaning they brought food and water and brought his strength back up. However, in Luke, it just moves right into Jesus is rejected at Nazareth. So this is Luke 4, verse 14. So Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. And then he went to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, so his hometown. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was the custom, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. And he read this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in all your hearing. All right, so Jesus said, hey, this is it, guys. I'm the dude. Remember, he's in his hometown, right? So he grew up with these people. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Then they said, isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. And Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard you did in Capernaum. And I tell you the truth, Jesus continued, that no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to that one widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in that time, Elisha the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. So what Jesus, what he's actually referring to there is Elijah, during this great famine, Elijah had such a good rapport with God. Matter of fact, Elijah, to refresh everybody's memory, Elijah didn't die a physical death. He was swept up in a whirlwind up to heaven. So he did his body. They went to look for his body, okay? Even though Elisha, okay, who was his understudy, who essentially took over his role. But they're referring to that. So he actually went to a widow. And the story of that with the widow was... She was on like her last little thing of grain. She said, well, I'm just going to make a little bit of bread and that. My son and I are going to eat this. I'm going to die. All right, because that's just where they were. And remember, so Elijah, yes, you know this one. Your favorite. Yeah, so Elijah, right, Elijah goes and says, hey, get all the pots and all the stuff you can. Take it. You know, everybody, every neighbor's bring all your pots. And everything just kept getting filled up, right? Filled up with grain in that. And she ends up passing that around, selling that. They, finally, there's anything left. You know, I mean, they just filled so many. That was oil, too, wasn't it? I think it was grain and oil. You know, so in that area, they were able to eat. All right? They didn't die. They were able to eat. I mean, there's a lot of neat stuff with Elijah. I have to purposely do something on Elijah sometime. He was a funky dude. The one thing that's really neat with Elijah is there were, let me think, 16 recorded in the Old Testament, 16 recorded miracles with Elijah. And his protege, Elijah, he asked for a double portion of God's blessings, all right? In other words, do twice as much as Elijah did. So as it turns out, when Elisha, the protege, when he died, he had done 31. Remember, it was 16, so 31. Now, we're missing by one, right? But his bones were put in. His bones were put in some place. You know how they bury the bones, right? So then, years, probably hundreds of years later, I can't remember off the top of my head. There was a battle. Somebody got killed. They took the body and threw it into the same tomb, assembly where Elisha's bones were. When this guy landed on Elisha's bones, he was resurrected. Right, 32. See, God gets it done. All right, God gets it done. Neat stuff. So all the people, so I'm in verse 28 now on Luke 4. So all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this because you know, Jesus, what he was saying. And they got up and drove Jesus out of town and took him to the brow of the hill, the edge of the cliff on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. Remember, because this is a blasphemy thing, right? You know, they're saying, who are you? But Jesus walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Think about that. Crowd, we talked about crowd control last time, didn't it? Was it last time, Bruce, or two times ago? Anyway, yeah, think about that. So Jesus walked through the crowd. Now, how could Jesus walk through a mad crowd that was wanting to throw him? Only God, right? God parted the ways. God made the ways with that. Neat, neat stuff. Really neat stuff. There's one more piece here I want to give you, then we'll go to prayer. We'll do some prayer request stuff. So this is also still Luke 4. This is verse 31. Jesus drives out an evil spirit. So then Jesus goes down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people, and they were amazed at his teaching. Remember, he's not in his hometown now. People don't know him here. Because his message had authority. And that's really huge, folks. Having the authority of Christ. He gives us that same authority. That's why we're able to go ahead and see Jesus do some amazing, amazing healings. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, and he cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. And all the people were amazed and said to each other, "What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. See, Jesus spoke with authority because he had authority. He was the authority. He was born of the Holy Spirit. He didn't have to be born again like us. From birth, he had the Holy Spirit hanging out with him. It's like, wow. Incredible. Incredible to think about, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. Our God is an awesome and amazing God. And nothing is impossible for him. I've seen... I had a request from, you know, I do a lot of ministry on Facebook, and I had there's a lady named Cindy that's been dealing with a number of things for a while, and she said, "Would you pray for me at your gathering tonight?" I said, "Absolutely." So hopefully she'll listen. So I'm going to write down Cindy right now. So we've got all her woes and taken care of. She's a love child of God like we all are. So we're proclaiming Cindy's healing in the name of Jesus. All right. Let's get in a circle. Let's lift up some prayers here. There's a circle. Be a good girl. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye. There's a better home awaiting. I'll do right hand this time. Whoa, whoa. Man, it's right, a smaller group. We can kind of do halfway in the aisle. And that's okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your joys. The joys, the laughter, the fun music you bring blessings with, the way we opportunities you bring to us to bless people. God, you're awesome and you're amazing. Awesome and amazing. Lord, I gotta start here with our joys, right? Look at these joys. There's a lot of joys in here, but bless God, Linda's got a lot of good stuff to be happy for. And we thank you, Lord, that she put some politicians in their place. Bureaucratic stuff as you get up there in the state of Ohio. Yep. And you say, this is how it is. The words will flow. They'll look at you and say, I get it now. Okay, you make a good point. You break a leg. You can break their leg, maybe, huh? Break a leg. God bless you. But speaking of legs and that, we thank you, Lord. We're gonna pray again for this feet stuff, right? So you're getting a little bit every time, right?
Yep.
A little bit every time, and that's okay. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because God is awesome and amazing. He is good. And Lord, I thank you that Janice is here tonight. We're lifting up her sister, Gail, with this kidney cancer junk. We just come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. The cancer has got to bow. It's got to stop and reverse. She is made fully whole. So we thank you, Lord. Your word tells us where two or more are gathered, that you are here. And that anything that's in, whenever we ask anything, it's in line with your word and your will. It happens. And Jesus clearly showed it was his will for Gail to be healed. So Lord, we thank you as Gail is healed and everything that Janice needs is taken care of. Because God is good and amazing. And then the youth of Brandon. God bless Brandon. To be young again. Not. I've lived it. It has its good points. And enjoy it while you got it. Enjoy college. Blessings to you when you start Monday. And all the things you need to get through the required classes. You shall need it. You shall need it. You know, Melody's had to do some of those already. She's told me about those. It's been interesting. Have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah. He's get the stuff out of the way, right? Right. So it's good. Good. Well, Lord, I think that Scott's building is still good. It should be, right? Absolutely should be. But I thank you, Lord, these things that we need for Scott. This neuropathy, this junk, right? I mean, we come against neuropathy around the ring here. And that stuff has got to stop. So, Lord, I thank you that you crush it. You crush it and cast it from them, Lord. And this stuff has got to stop. This stuff has got to stop. Pain is not from you. It is not from God. Oh, man. Lord, we just love having all of our visitors come in. God bless you, Tom. I'm glad to see you here, my friend. I'm really glad you're here. Bruce. Bruce is Bruce. Bruce loves to drive. Bless God. Oh, he loves to drive. Loves to drive. It's just a little 17-hour, well, actually, how many hours is it? Probably the way you drive, it's 14. It's 11. Okay.
My wife left yesterday and got there today.
But we're lifting up Donna's sister, Darlene. All right, we thank you, Lord, that shoulder is made fully whole. I thank you, Daddy, that any effect from polio from, I don't care how long ago it was, I thank you that we come against that too. That if she has any pain or any things that are causing grief with that, just be made whole. Just an entire body, mind, and spirit. I thank you, Lord, as she is just blessed, blessed beyond measure. Blessed beyond measure, for our God is awesome and amazing. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, Debbie's been lifting them up. Bless God. We thank you that Sandy's knee is taken care of, that Leroy's kidneys and whatever other stuff that needs to happen. I mean, just bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Just a supernatural recovery so that your Super Bowl list is short. Amen. We're lifting in peace. I forgot her name. That's why I'm lifting up Teresa, right? Teresa. Yeah, Teresa. Well, gosh, and Reba, too, for that matter. We had deaths for Teresa's family and Reba's family, but bless God, Debbie's lifting them up. We're bringing that here. And Lord, I'm lifting up Cindy. Cindy, that they're interacting with through Facebook, that you just touch her and set her free, Lord. For she's a love child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we thank you for your amazing grace and mercy in this day. Guys, join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 All right now. Your feet?
Feet.
How do they feel right now?
They feel better, but it still hurts.
Okay. Like a tingling hurt or just a hurt?
Like a tingling hurt.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray for Linda, because Linda, this healing belongs to you, Linda.
Yes.
Everybody say that after me. So this healing belongs to Linda.
This healing belongs to Linda.
Because what Jesus has done.
Done.
Neuropathy, go.
Neuropathy, go.
Pain, go.
Pain, go.
Feet, be perfectly perfect.
Feet, be perfect and perfect.
Right now.
Right now.
Walk. Walk and tell me how it feels. Oh, and her knee. Better? Do me a favor. Walk up the... Lord, take care of that knee and whatever else, too. Walk up those steps for me. So every step she takes, it's going to feel better. Go, go, go. All right, now walk on down. Knees and feet. Any pain at all? And what about that? She said something about a knee or something on your knee. Does that feel all right? Is that a little tight or is that feeling good? Okay.
Yeah, Daddy.
Watch this. Watch this. God loves you. God loves you. Okay, Lord, I thank you. Be loosed.
Be loosed.
That's right. In the name of Jesus, be loosed.
In the name of Jesus, be loosed.
All right. Pain, go.
Pain, go now.
Okay, I'll check it out. All gone. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
See? It's your face setting you free. How good is that? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? That's good. God loves you. God loves you.
Okay.
That's so fun. Oh, man. Thursday nights are a blast. We love Thursday nights.